McLean County's John Wesley Powell Audubon Society participated in last month's 119th annual Christmas bird count. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Society member Angelo Caparella about bird species trends in McLean County, including a record number of bald eagles sighted.
This year was the 119th Christmas bird count organized by the National Audubon Society. Locally, we've been doing it since 1967. What we found this year was we got a little bit fewer species than in some recent years. We had 59 species on count day, which was December 15th. And it was interesting that that was the case, because usually what determines the number of species we get is whether or not there's open water with our reservoirs and ponds, because if there isn't, then we just don't get much waterfowl. But what we think happened this year was there was that blizzard and rough weather, wintry weather in November, before it then turned warm again. And we think that may have chased things a little further south and out of our area, even though we retained, during the count, open water. So our record number of individuals we've ever gotten were 76 species in 2007.
Okay.
And we've been trending in recent years into the mid-60s in terms of the number of species. So we were down a little bit. And it'll be very interesting when we look at Christmas bird counts done elsewhere in central Illinois if that holds true for those counts as well.
The count you said this year, was that
59. 59 species. When we do these counts, we count not only the number of species, but the number of individuals per species. And we have field parties that go within a 15-mile diameter circle. So there are several procedures we have to follow. We do it on a particular day during a two-week window. Locally, we always pick the first weekend within that period, allowable period. And then it's a 24-hour potential count, but we typically do sunrise to sunset. We assign our best birders to different parts of that 15-mile diameter count circle area, which runs up to the north through the two reservoirs, and to the south it cuts through part of Bloomington. Then we assign these really good birders to count every species and every individual of every species that they see, and that's what goes into the report to the National Audubon Society. They then will centralize the counts from all over North America, even into South America. It'll give us a nice continent-wise snapshot of bird populations across species and across areas. And so it produces a lot of valuable data that we can use to monitor over time trends in bird distributions, numbers, that type of thing.
Comparing this year's results to last year's results, I know you mentioned the unique weather that we had in November with the blizzard and then the heating trend, and now we're kind of back to cold weather again. But how did that compare to last year? Did you see a noticeable change?
Yeah, you can't really compare year to year. You need to look trends over multiple years. And again, we were low on waterfowl, which we shouldn't have been based on the open water. But again, we think that they were just chased further south back in November. We did get red-breasted nuthatches, which is an irregularly eruptive species. That is, some years it's not here at all. It will often just stay up in the boreal forest of Canada and the northern United States. But other years, when the food isn't so good, they will go what's called an eruption. And that means that they're searching for food further south than normal. And we, as well as many other counts that were done, did find that they were in our area as well, red-breasted nuthatches. So that was kind of exciting. And there were some things that we should have gotten that we didn't. Occasionally, it's hard, or sometimes it's just hard to get certain species because we know they're here, but their detectability can be such that on a single day, you might not see them. But we really didn't have any real oddities. We did notice that the New World sparrow species seemed to be low in both numbers and species. So we did have some, but again, these kind of trends, was that something unique just to our area this year? Was that found across central or the state of Illinois? We won't know until all of the counts come in and are compiled. Because you always see some variation from year to year on these things. And the question is, when does a variation indicate a trend versus just year-to-year variation.
Is there any other species that we noticed either new to the area or increased in the area?
Yes, not surprisingly, although still great, we had our record number of bald eagles. We had 13 bald eagles on the count. They've been going up every year as more and more eagles are nesting in our area. We're up to around approximately 6 bald eagle nests just in McLean County alone. And those eagles will stay around and feed wherever there's open water. And this year we were lucky that we had a record number of 13 on the count. So that was very cool.
Definitely. What about the impact of climate change on these different bird species?
That's definitely a huge impact. In fact, the data from the Christmas bird counts particularly has been used by National Audubon to show that species are trying to adapt by adjusting their wintering ranges. And in fact, about half of our North American species, I think they looked at 344 of the species that they looked at, are going to be in real trouble because climate change is really stressing birds out as they try to adjust to where should I be when, where are my food sources going to be, and all of this. And so this kind of data has been feeding into the climate reports showing that a lot of our birds are going to be really stressed through this human-caused climate change.
That was Angelo Caparella of the John Wesley Powell Audubon Society speaking with GLT's Mary Cullen.